For members of Augustine County Church and surrounding communities, Sunday marked an initial week of grieving and trying to come to grips with an unthinkable tragedy. Services at Venture Church in the town of Dallas were held 1 week to the day after longtime member Roger Self drove his Jeep into the Surf and Turf Lodge, a restaurant in Bessemer City. Self's family members were seated inside. His daughter Caitlin and daughter-in-law Amanda were killed. His wife, son, and 13-year-old granddaughter were also injured. Over the past week, Venture Church lead pastor Austin Rammel has faced his own grief and anger, questions from his congregation, and from the news media. WFAE's Mark Rumsey went to Augustine County yesterday and spoke with Rammel about the tragedy and the response to it.
When the music faded at the end of Sunday's third service at Venture Church in Dallas, North Carolina, Pastor Austin Rammel had one final opportunity for the day to encourage a congregation still reeling from the devastating deaths of two family members.
That family wept this morning on this front row, but they were not weeping as those who have no hope.
After greeting Venture Church newcomers for the day, Rammel sat down to talk with me in the former textile mill turned worship space.
Well, since the tragic events of Sunday a week ago, you have chosen to address the situation very openly, very publicly with your congregation, with the media. Why did you choose to approach it that way?
Twofold. Number one, this is not a family who lived off in a wilderness isolated. They were all deeply involved in the church. Roger has taught students through this church since 1982, I believe. Each one of those family members, Amanda, was heavily involved in our children's ministry. There are tons of children in our church that love Amanda, and now she's gone. And so we felt like we needed to address this in a manner that acknowledged the reality of the impact of this. I literally felt hopeless as Roger's friend and pastor. The depression he was going through, the anxiety he was going through, I was doing everything I could to help him along with others. I mean, I was by no means the only one walking with him, and yet we didn't help him. And so I've just never felt so lost in my whole life. Numerous people in the family have said, we just pray for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be heard and that something can be done that will help other families not have to go down this road again. And so we've opted for a more public approach for that very reason.
In recent days, Pastor Rammel has sought to help church members wrestle with the thorniest of theological questions revolving around the presence of good and evil in the world. During a Q&A with the church last week, Rammel declared that God takes everything Satan thinks is a victory and makes it a win for the kingdom. During our post-church conversation, Rammel cited as an example what he describes as an increased sense of community among his church members since the restaurant tragedy. I asked Rammel about the emphasis that's being placed on questions about Roger Self's mental state in recent months.
I'm wondering, do you see any danger of a rush to judgment about what actually led him to do what happened, what he did Sunday a week ago?
It is a dangerous effort that we put forward in that. Some of the family was tore up that their father was being framed in the sense that you would frame up a mafia person who put a hit on somebody because they owed him money. That's not the case with Roger. We were walking with him through this depression and anxiety. The system's going to have to figure out why he was there, what got him there. Was he doing what he should have been doing to deal with it? Those are all questions that are out there. But it changes the dialogue a little bit when we're, instead of talking about a cold-blooded murderer who isolated himself, that he was going to kill his family out of jealousy or envy or some motive like that, but instead was a person who was deeply depressed and not thinking rationally as a human being. It doesn't take the evilness away from it. It doesn't take the responsibility that Roger has to take in this away from it. But it should add at least a measure of grief for him instead of just anger. I'm angry at him, but I'm also grieving for him.
Have you communicated at all with Roger Self since what happened?
I have not. I communicated to the sheriff that if it was possible for me to see him, that I would like to see him. I will eventually talk to Roger. Right now, I'm focused on his family and the victims of this. Roger, no one should misunderstand, I'm not saying he's a victim. He did a heinous, horrible thing. At what level his mental disturbance was a part of that, all of those things will come out. But right now my focus is on those people that I can help. And I look forward to eventually getting to sit in front of him, and as someone who loves him deeply still, to just grieve with him, because eventually they're going to get him stabilized mentally and he's going to face what he did, and it's going to be the most horrifying thing he's ever imagined.
Pastor Rammel, thank you very much for your time and for your thoughts today.
Thank you.